KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny to partly cloudy today with a slight chance of rain during the afternoon, a high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. A Red Oak man was arrested early this morning on drug charges. Authorities say 20-year-old Henry Abnau Monroy Fuentes was taken into custody at around 12:20 a.m. near the intersection of East Linden and North 4th Streets in Red Oak. Fuentes was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. In news from over the weekend, a Southwest Iowa man was arrested for breach of peace early Sunday morning. According to Red Oak Police, 25-year-old Cody Lynn Hudson of Emerson was taken into custody a little after 2 a.m. Sunday in the 900 block of East Hammond Street in Red Oak. Hudson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. A deer on the road caused a driver in Montgomery County to lose control of his vehicle early Saturday morning about a mile east of Red Oak. Authorities say 39-year-old Donald Lee Gay of Villisca was traveling east on 200th Street at around 1:45 a.m. Saturday when he swerved to miss a deer. The 1999 Pontiac Grand Prix he was driving went out of control and slid through a yard at 2013 200th Street, causing about $3,000 damage to the landscaping. Gay was cited for failure to maintain control. There were no injuries reported. A Red Oak woman was arrested Saturday for theft in the fifth degree. Police say 57-year-old Cheryl Lynn Franzen was taken into custody at around 1:10 p.m. at the Fairway store in Red Oak. Franzen was being held over the weekend in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Lenox say two men were arrested early Friday afternoon following a fight in the parking lot of a grocery store. When officers arrived, they observed a fight between 39-year-old Martin Villarreal and 40-year-old Solomon Granados Hernandez, both of Lenox. Men were charged with disorderly conduct and transported to the Taylor County Jail. The police chief in Tabor has agreed to take on another role by reopening the grocery store. The Council Bluffs Nonpareil reports Tabor residents have had to drive to larger towns for groceries since the Tabor Market and deli closed. Tabor Police Chief Mike Wake says he agreed to reopen the store after a group of local investors bought the store from the Trainer State Bank. Wake is leasing the store and plans to work with his son Stephen, who lives in St. Louis, Missouri. Wake says he's never worked in a grocery store, but he plans to hire people with experience in the store. He'll serve as the store's manager and the city's police chief. A judge last Friday dismissed a lawsuit brought by a woman who said police used excessive force in her 2011 arrest. The Sioux City Journal reports that U.S. District Court Judge Mark Bennett dismissed the case on Thursday, saying DaCosta Daniels did not prove that a Sioux City officer used unreasonable force during her arrest. Patrol car video shows the officer struggling with Daniels as she was handcuffed August the 8th, 2011, following a traffic stop after she refused to put her cell phone away. On the tape, she's shown being punched in the side and put into a headlock. In 2012, Daniels was found guilty of assaulting a peace officer, interference with official acts, and failure to obey a peace officer in connection with the case. And the City Council in Council Bluffs is set to vote on a development proposal near the city's riverfront that would include multi-level office buildings, condominium towers, and apartment buildings. The Daily Nonpareil says the master plan for Playland Park near the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge would be similar to Axarvin Village in Omaha, just across the river in Nebraska. The City Council is set to vote tonight on the plan. If approved, Mayor Matt Walsh says the next step would be to create a development agreement between the developers and the city. In the funeral announcements, Kenneth Beamer, age 82 of Atlantic, died Wednesday as the result of an automobile accident. A massive Christian burial service for Kenneth Beamer will be today at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bertha Johnson, age 100 of Halber, died Friday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Bertha Johnson will be today at 10:30 at St. Augustine Church in Halber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Margaret Elizabeth Wagaman, age 97 of Defiance, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Wagaman will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Fred Sturtevant, age 81, of West Des Moines and formerly of Grimes and Atlantic, died Thursday at the Fountain West Healthcare Center in West Des Moines. Graveside services for Fred Sturtevant will take place tomorrow at 3:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. The Isles Funeral Home, Westover Chapel in Des Moines, has arrangements. And Walter Sampson of Walnut died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Walter Sampson are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.